This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India and Nordic countries have decided to give their relations the form of Green Technology and Innovation Strategic Partnership. Mr. Modi made the remarks while addressing a joint press meet with leaders of Nordic nations after attending the third Inter-Nordic Summit in Norwegian capital Oslo today. Prime Minister Modi said, with this green technology partnership, they will connect Iceland's expertise in geothermal and fisheries, Norway's expertise in blue economy and Arctic, and all Nordic countries' expertise in maritime and sustainability to India's skills to ensure a better future for the entire world.
आज हमने भारत और नॉर्डिक संबंधों को ग्रीन टेक्नोलॉजी एंड इनोवेशन स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का स्वरूप देने का निर्णय लिया है। इस ग्रीन टेक्नोलॉजी पार्टनरशिप से हम आइसलैंड की जियोथर्मल और फिशरीज, नॉर्वे की ब्लू इकोनॉमी और आर्कटिक और सभी नॉर्डिक देशों की मैरिटाइम और सेंसिटिविटी में एक्सपर्टीज को, सस्टेनेबिलिटी की एक्सपर्टीज को भारत के स्केल के साथ जोड़कर पूरे विश्व के लिए एक बेहतर भविष्य सुनिश्चित करेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi said, to provide energy and speed to India's relations with Nordic countries, they formed this format 8 years ago. He said, in past 10 years, their bilateral trade has increased about 4 times.
10 वर्षों में हमारा बायलेटरल ट्रेड लगभग 4 गुना बढ़ा है। नॉर्डिक देशों के इन्वेस्टमेंट फंड भी भारत की रैपिड ग्रोथ में अहम साझेदार बन रहे हैं। पिछले एक दशक नॉर्डिक देशों से भारत में निवेश में लगभग 200% की बढ़ोतरी हुई है। तेजी से बढ़ते ट्रेड एंड इन्वेस्टमेंट ने भारत की ग्रोथ स्टोरी में तो योगदान दिया ही है, साथ ही नॉर्डिक देशों की अर्थव्यवस्थाओं में भी बहुत सकारात्मक भूमिका निभाई है और हजारों नए जॉब्स क्रिएट किए हैं।
From Oslo, Prime Minister Modi since left for Italy on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to assess preparations for the forthcoming NEET UG re-examination for admission to undergraduate medical education. Stressing the need for complete integrity and transparency in the conduct of the examination, Mr. Pradhan directed that all gaps identified in the earlier examination process must be comprehensively addressed and eliminated. The minister emphasized that re-examination must be conducted in a secure, seamless and foolproof manner under stringent security protocols. In West Bengal, Trinamool Congress candidate Jahangir Khan today announced the withdrawal of his nomination for the by-election to the Falta Assembly constituency to be held on Thursday. With Khan out of the fray, the contest will now be among BJP candidate Dibangshu Panda, Congress nominee Abdul Razak Molla and CPIM candidate Sambhunath Kurmi. The Supreme Court today for the first time allowed euthanasia for rabid, incurably ill or demonstrably dangerous stray dogs, citing the need to protect human life and public safety. Meanwhile, the top court also dismissed pleas seeking a recall of its earlier order on the relocation and sterilization of stray canines, as it observed that the right to live with dignity encompasses the right to move freely without the threat of harm from dog bite attacks. The IMD has issued a red alert for warm night conditions over Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha till Thursday. The weather agency has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi for tomorrow. The Kremlin has confirmed that Russian President Vladimir Putin will attend the BRICS summit scheduled to be held this year in New Delhi under India's chairmanship. The Russian embassy in South Africa, in a post on social media platform X, cited an aide to Putin, Yuri Ushakov, and saying that the Russian president will attend the summit from September the 12th to 13th. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Supergiants were 97 for no loss in 7.2 overs against Rajasthan Royals at Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur a short while ago. In cricket, the Indian squads for the Test and ODI series against Afghanistan were announced today with several notable changes across both formats. Wicketkeeper batter Rishabh Pant has been removed as vice-captain of the Test side and also dropped from ODI squad. And with that, we end this news bulletin.